WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Changes to federal funding and DEI policies are making it harder than ever for college students to find postgraduate opportunities like jobs and internships. Now, with graduation around the corner, many students are unsure about what comes next. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Chicago College students about their stories. But first, we turn to Alfonso Alexander, president and CEO of the PhD Project, an organization which the Trump administration has targeted. Alfonso began by explaining what the PhD Project is and who it helps.
PhD Project is an organization that's been around for, you know, now 31 years. And our focus has always been to help introduce business professionals and students that may be coming out of either master's programs or graduate programs into the processes and what the requirements are to become a PhD. And the goal was to always help develop individuals that have a background in business so that they can then pursue a PhD in business and therefore become professors on college campuses in business-related fields, and then utilize their skills in the classroom to be positive influences and mentors to students in a play to go and help create a broader field of talent and a more diverse field of talent out into the workplace in corporate America and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, helping Black and Latino students pursue business degrees, I mean, you're filling a great need there.
Absolutely. There's a lot of data that shows that individuals, when they see someone in the classroom like them, then that motivates them, that encourages them, that helps them to see that I can be that level of professional as well. And it gives them more encouragement, and often natural mentoring relationships develop as a result of that.
Yeah. Well, now, the PhD Project is being targeted by the Trump administration, as I alluded to earlier. So tell us, what does it allege?
They allege that we are a discriminatory organization. And the attacks, quite frankly, are more on our university partners, but they use our organization as a reason for the attack. You know, you may have seen reports about an investigation for 45 or so universities because they are actively partnering with us or have been actively partnering with us. And that investigation and everything is geared towards them. But they say because of the work that we do, that's one of the reasons that they're under investigation.
I see. So they're citing ties, those universities being tied to your nonprofit organization as reasons why, you know, you should all be sort of investigated for alleged racial discrimination. So what has this targeting looked like, Alfonso? What have they done?
Yeah, so the first one, the first episode really was the governor of Texas threatened to fire the president of Texas A&M back in January because Texas A&M had partnered with us and, you know, demanded that they not continue in the partnership. And so it could be that extreme, as well as down to where now the Department of Education sent out something about 10 days ago saying that they were going to investigate these 45 universities. And in this investigation, what they're asking is, what's your relationship with this organization? What is this organization's focus, et cetera, et cetera? And so what they're trying to essentially allege is that that our organization is discriminatory, which we don't believe that to be the case, and utilize that as a reason to threaten federal funding from those universities.
Yeah. And so some, as a result, some of these universities, they've started distancing themselves from your organization. Why?
Right. Right. Some have, you know, we had about 20% or so universities to say we need to freeze our partnership or separate from the relationship at this point. And so, you know, we're working to, one, protect the universities that we work with, as well as our faculty members that have gone through our process and are now faculty members on those university campuses. We're working to try and protect them and protect our relationships with them while we are moving forward in ways that we are expanding, you know, who we are and how we perform our work. Because, you know, as you know, there's still a significant number of people who are talented that don't know about the PhD profession or the opportunity to be a PhD.
Right.
And many other professions. And so our organization is one that helps provide exposure to them initially.
Yeah. Are you seeing this impact the students and their prospects?
We're seeing students have uncertainty as it relates to the position that their university is going to take in terms of them matriculating through their process. They're not there at their campuses because of the PhD project. They are there because they were extremely talented individuals that applied and went through the difficult process to get accepted into the PhD programs. But because these universities are changing their approach to what, you know, the politicians have termed DEI, then there's some uncertainty there. And quite honestly, you know, many people who've gone through our process and who are students and even faculty now, many of them do research in that space. Mm-hmm. So now there's questions about, well, will I be able to get research funds to study different things related to race and how race is impacting corporate America, or how race is impacted by corporate America, and many other things in terms of performance and, mm-hmm. and various things that people have researched as it relates to diversity. So there's uncertainty, which causes some angst for students going through the process, and frustration for faculty that are already PhDs.
Of course. Well, let's take a pause here, Alfonso, and hear from one of the students who says, very much like what you just described, that they've been affected by the funding as well as policy changes out of Washington. We've got Juan Simone Angel on the line right now. He's a junior at the University of Chicago. Hi, Juan. Welcome to Reset.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about what you're studying, Juan, and what you hope to get into professionally.
So I'm a third year, like you said. I'm studying human rights and Latin American Caribbean studies, and I'm also getting my master's in international relations. So that's kind of, primarily what I want to get into, diplomacy, foreign relations, that type of stuff.
So tell me about what's been going on. What were you supposed to be doing this summer?
So about around September last year, I applied to one of the State Department's internship programs, which is the U.S. Foreign Service internship program, and I was supposed to intern with them for the next two summers. I was supposed to work with the Bureau of Populations, Migrations, and Refugees. Mm-hmm. So this was a really long application process. It's really competitive. I had to go get security clearance. It was a really long process. And then almost out of nowhere, we get an email a few weeks ago that was like, your offer has been rescinded. We wish you the best. Apply again in the future. And that was that.
Just like that, just an email saying your offer has been rescinded. I mean, take us back to that moment. What were you thinking?
It was both crushing and really freeing. Crushing, obviously, in the sense that, you know, there goes my plans for this summer and next and possibly beyond that. But also freeing because it'd been months of, you know, hearing this program got cut, that program got cut, what's going to be next? And every time we would reach out to our program coordinators, we would just kind of get the same standard response of, there's no official response, just keep waiting, hang on tight. So it was just obviously so crushing that now I have to go back into the search, find another internship, which is, you know, really late in the year too, and also freeing in the sense that I no longer have to be worrying about this administration's lack of care and mindfulness for, you know, students and just people trying to work and contribute to the government.
Wow, I can sense the frustration, Juan. So you're planning now to try to apply for another internship. As you said, it's very late in the year. Are there jobs open? Are you seeing opportunities?
You know, there's still a handful open, but it's really kind of, you know, last minute options. What can you do?
And no real reason as to why your offer had been rescinded?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I had had my security clearance fully cleared. I had my official offer. There were no explanations, simply that the offer was rescinded due to the budget cuts and that, yeah, the program was pretty much done, at least for this upcoming summer.
So has this changed your outlook at all? Are you changing or tweaking what you hope to do after college, or are you going to stick with it?
Oh, I mean, I'm definitely going to stick with this field, but I think it's definitely making me look at options abroad more, considering, you know, law school somewhere else, just internships in Europe or Latin America, because it's just, it's really frustrating trying to get a professional like foreign service, which is very competitive and very important for so many different things, and being shut down like this and just kind of, you know, in such a rather almost like cruel way, that's just kind of like, it takes your hopes and dreams away, because this is an amazing program. It's 2 years, which is something I've worked really hard for, and just kind of getting an email saying, you know, hey, you know, your offer is rescinded. Good luck.
Right.
It's really ridiculous.
Well, you said it's 2 years. I mean, is there any hope, you know, amongst your peers even, that maybe the second year of the fellowship might go as planned?
It seems unlikely. I feel like we would have likely gotten some type of communication about that. It was just kind of apply again in the future, and the program is only open to sophomores and juniors. So it's kind of also too late for us to apply again.
Yeah. Well, I'm wishing you the best of luck. Juan Simone Angel is a junior at the University of Chicago. Hope everything works out for you, Juan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's check in now with Brittany Smart. Brittany's a doctoral student of public health at the University of Illinois, Chicago. Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Let's learn more about you. What do you research?
So I do research on racism specifically and how it impacts the experiences of Black birthing people and manifests as health outcomes, but also what can we do to intervene and improve those experiences so that we have healthier babies and birthing people as well.
Mm-hmm. And how's your research typically funded?
So a lot of the work that I do and the way people normally get funding to do their research is from NIH funding opportunities, as well as like the National Science Foundation. As a PhD student, a lot of like my work and dilemma in this situation is like a lot of the faculty members have had their funding impacted, which affects my ability to continue as a PhD student and really make sure that I have the funding that I need to continue my career trajectory.
Mm. And what's the rationale for this funding cut?
A lot of the work that we do in public health and a lot of my work specifically is really tackling the issues of inequities. And that's kind of one of the phrases or the words that's being targeted by the federal funding freezes that are happening, as well as the termination of people's NIH grants. So a lot of us who work in this space, like we've been seeing grants being terminated really abruptly, which impacts not only PhD students, but also folks who are research assistants or coordinators and who have been doing, whose careers are really oriented around doing research in these fields.
Yeah, so you're seeing this happen, it sounds like, across your university and to other projects, not just the ones you're working on.
I think that it's really terrifying because you see messages from folks at LinkedIn who've spent years and decades building labs and research infrastructure to be able to do this work. And they're getting notified really like heartlessly that that life's work is no longer happening. Like they don't have the funds that they thought they were going to. So I think as a PhD student, it's scary because you're thinking about your future, right? And you're thinking about how am I going to fund the next year and the year after that, but also thinking about in the long run, will if something like this were to happen with another administration, what does that mean for the like my blood, sweat, and tears that I've poured into doing this work?
Wow, so sorry to hear this, Brittany. Thank you so much for checking in with us. All the best to you. Let's turn back to you, Alfonso. So you just heard my conversations with Juan and Brittany. What's your reaction to what they were saying?
Yeah, so very unfortunate, but I'm hearing stories all over the country that are similar. And, you know, my reaction is that there are people making decisions that are really making them in a narrowly focused box and not looking at the ramifications across the board of some of these actions. And so when you stifle the opportunity to do research and you eliminate opportunities for young people who are talented to learn, then the longer term effect of that is you end up having a void of talent that helps fuel development, innovation, et cetera, in your country. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of these cuts are leading us in some of those directions where we will potentially have a void of talent. And the long term effect is it'll limit our ability to compete on a global scale.
Right. So what is your organization, the PhD Project, going to do moving forward? How do you deal with something like this being targeted by the Trump administration?
Sure. You know, we've taken a posture that for us, the most important thing that we can do is to position ourselves so that we continue to do the great work that we've done for 30 years. And so the big challenge that is presented to us is that we don't allow anyone that wants to apply to our program to apply to our program. So we made a strategic decision a few weeks ago, about a month ago now, a little over a month, mm-hmm. to open our application process and allow anyone who is interested in helping build and expand the pipeline of PhD students in business to apply and potentially come to our conference and potentially apply and join our organization if they're already a PhD and have a commitment to growing the pool of talent.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. And, you know, realistically, we believe those changes will enable us to continue to do our great work and even grow.
Yeah. We'll leave it there for now. We've been talking with Alfonso Alexander, who's president and CEO of the PhD Project, and Juan Simone Angel, a student at the University of Chicago, and Brittany Smart, who's a doctoral student of public health at the University of Illinois, Chicago, about how changes to federal funding and DEI policies are affecting career opportunities for college students. Thank you so much for joining us.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Alyssa Manthi and Jules Yeager. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. Reset brings you inside local news through curious conversations. To never miss an episode, hit subscribe or find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for tuning in.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.